Hi there, welcome to Module 8, where I'm going to be teaching and talking with you about the witch within us all. Well, first of all, I do truly believe that if you are a medium, you are likely also a witch. The thing is that as human beings living in 2022, we all seem to want to have labels. You know, like a pen has to be a pen, and a felt has to be a felt, and a pencil has to be a pencil. And a gel pen has to be a gel pen. I mean, this helps us define things into subcategories. However, I think when it comes to witches, mediums, psychics, healers, shaman, there's dozens more, I'm sure. But they all sort of encompass the same thing, which is healing and using energy to heal. There are so many ways that I could explain to you how we are witches. I mean, you're likely descendant of several witches in the past in your own family history. Let me explain. A witch is a bad name that was given to women that helped heal the village. They were wise sages. They were women in the village that knew and understood herbs and the cycles of the moon, and they understood how to help heal people. You know, it's funny to me that you go into the grocery store now and you see these cartons of bone broth. And I mean, in the 15th, 16th century, excuse me, they were making bone broth then. And so think about all the things that Hollywood and the rumors and the gossip and the king that started the bad name witch to begin with, there's little snippets and fragments of truth. And so, yes, the wise sage or the sage of the healer of the village, she would have a giant pot and she would put bones of chickens or beef stock, and she would make bone broth, and she would add vegetables, and she would put so much love into it because she wanted to heal. If the village had gotten the flu or if they had gotten sick, she wanted to heal them. And so then she would pour and she would take it out to each of the families in the community. That wasn't evil or dark. It wasn't a big cauldron with toad's legs and bat wings and children's livers. It was soup that she was making to heal people. And you know, when they talked about her having a wart on her nose, she was in menopause. I'm sure she had a lot of age spots. They speak about gnarly teeth. They were poor women living in villages in the 1500s, 1600s. Of course, there was no dental care, teeth care. And most of the women that were the town or village healers at the time were in menopause. They were older. They were at a point in their life where they had gained the knowledge to either help a woman, you know, with pain during a miscarriage, or help another woman get pregnant, or ward off evil from a cheating spouse. I mean, they knew, they understood energy. They knew it. And you have that. You have that all within you. All those little snippets of truth about the witches that are not what they seem to be. But some king who decided that he did not want the village healer to have more power than him. And listen, I'm not a hardcore woman's lib kind of person. But it was a man who didn't want women to have power. And men were the hunter-gatherers. Men were the hunters and women were the gatherers. We were the cooks. We were the nurturers. We were the lovers. Men didn't want that, especially when the church came around. They wanted to be in control. They wanted to have the dictatorship. And here we are in 2022, still fighting governments and churches and religions, finding deceased buried bodies of children outside of residential schools from a history that is riddled with dictatorship. And I could go on a million different sprees, but instead, I just want to tell you how to embrace your inner witch. I just want to tell you how to get in touch with who you truly are. Yes, you're a medium. You can talk to spirits that have crossed over. Yes, you're a psychic. You can use your intuition. But you are a witch. You are a healer. You are a woman that if you use your intuition and you walk out into the fields, you'll know which herbs are good for you and which ones aren't. You understand the cycles of the moon. And there's so much more. So here's some ways you can embrace the inner witch. First of all, love yourself, warts and all. That's a joke. Discover the charm and the good fortune of cats that they had or animal companions. Find your familiar. All witches, and I even like, even the word witch bothers me because it was a bad name given to someone, but I'm trying to work my way through that. But all of those wise sages, they had familiars and they treated them like gold. They had a dog or a cat or a horse or a bird. It was almost like their sidekick. And throughout my own life, I've always had a familiar from the day I was born, and typically come in the form of dogs or horses. You need to create your own rituals based on what you personally find meaningful. I love giving people, we have a witches group, and I love giving rituals and tips on different things that you can do. But I always think if you use your intuition and you trust your intuition, your guidance, you will get so many messages and divine guidance for what you need to do. The other thing is to go barefoot as often as you can. Crunch in the leaves in the autumn. Wear socks inscribed with secret sigils inside your boots in the winter. And tuck small blooms of clover into your shoes into the spring. And go bare feet in the summer as often as you can. Wear any color that gravitates towards you. And if that's all black, that's okay. Or if it's all green, that's okay. Or if you love bright pink, that's okay. Witches know that color has a vibration and an energy. You can celebrate the holiday seasons, and they don't have to be the traditional holiday seasons. It can be Samhain and Yule and Ostra and Midsummer and Beltane. There's so many different symbols and spiritual moments that connect to nature and the moon that is there for you to explore. You can choose based on what you love, what kind of witch you are. Do you love cooking? Maybe you're a kitchen witch. Do you love gardening? Maybe you're a green witch. Do you love a little bit of everything? Maybe you're an eclectic witch, which is mostly what I am, and I call myself more of an everyday witch. I'm just a witch. It's just who I am. Don't be afraid to learn new skills. By studying and foraging, you can begin to understand the herbs that can soothe bad dreams and the teas that can help with coughs. If anything I've learned since this pandemic, it's that it's really important that we're going to need to learn how to heal ourselves. We have so much shame riddled in hospitals and doctors that are overworked and overrun and frustrated with a system that's broken. We have to learn how to heal ourselves. You can celebrate with spells every day, or you can do them on the moon, or you can, wear a ring on each finger that's infused with the intention of magic if you want. In any way that you want to do this, you can. You need to adapt the habit of paying attention to when the moon is full, which means that you would be releasing things when it's waxing, when it's waning, how it affects you. I could teach a whole lesson on this, and I think that I have some in some of my basic witch programs and courses, but the biggest thing I can tell you is Google is your friend. We're modern day witches. You can find out anything that you want to know about the moon to guide you. And there's all kinds of witch aesthetic that might be satisfying to your home. You may be someone that wants to bring in more witchy items, and it's the time to embrace who we are. I find it's the time when we're caring less about brands, more about how things make us feel. You can wear your finest dress to dinner with your friend, use your best china, and life doesn't have to be rituals. So a smart witch knows to make a ritual out of her life. And remember that. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm a witch, so I have to go out and spend thousands of dollars on everything. You are already a witch. Before you heard this, before you listened to this, you already understood that the moon was different. You probably have generations of witches behind you, women that understood that bone broth was healing and that love was so, so much more than what you ever thought possible. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.